yesterday we explained about this Aniyata number
one.
And we are starting explain what there is no offense. And then we see. And we have explained only that if a Vinyu Purisa, a person who is intelligent, if he is in the around, he is around while the woman and the monk is around, there is no offense. And we have discussion about yesterday about the seat. What means a seat? I think we have covered this. Now we are going to explain the rest of other cases which they don't entail any offense.
然后昨天我们讲的那个其实基本这种无罪方式就是比方说有那个有事难辞在场的情况再比方说就是不是真正的工作情况我们昨天就是换成时间解释一下工作然后有不是工作情况就是无罪然后还有其他一些无罪情况我们今天要解释
So then now if the monk is standing and the woman is sitting, again there is an offense.
如果说这个男人站立，然后那个女人是坐着，然后这是无罪。If
the monk does not has the intention to be in secret places, in secret place.
如果这个比没有期望，这是个秘密的处所的话。
So that can as an example be a case when a monk goes to the waiting room of a doctor. Okay? And then it happens to be one woman there, or two women. So waiting. And the monk can sit in separate seat. But still he is in a secret place, no secret private place. There is nobody in the room, only he and the woman. So therefore, and this is a private and concealed place. Patichana asana. Patichana means with the walls, everything is concealed. Only the door is also closed. So suddenly another bhikkhu comes inside and sees this monk with a woman inside, sitting in the waiting room. And he blames. Oh, I saw this monk sitting with a woman in the waiting room. So in that case now we have to ask this monk what his intention was, to be in a hidden place with a woman or not. And if he explains, no, I just went inside, that woman was just inside, I had the intention to be in a hidden place. So therefore in that case he does not fall into any offense.
But if this seat is separated, then in any case there is no offense, no?
Yeah, but the secret place also, no?
Secret place?
Called, secret means private place, because it's hidden, patichana. Now, this rule is about patichana.
Yes, but it also said it has to be the same seat, isn't it? These two factors have to be fulfilled at the same time.
But you see, it is not only the seat, because this pachitya, the aniyata covers eko ekaya.
Okay.
One, both alone. Okay. They are alone together.
Okay.
Raho. Secret place. Okay. And then patichanyasane. It's called in a hidden place. Hidden place and so forth. There are walls around, curtains. Nobody can see from outside. Okay. They are alone in a room, for example. The door is closed, the window is closed, nobody can see them. Alright?
Okay.
That's raho. Therefore, there are many things and so forth. Now for a pachitya to take place. So therefore,
this cannot be pachitya in any way because it's not the same thing, but it can be somebody says or other offenses, isn't it?
Yes, but only the araho apekano, this factor with this kanka vidarani, if the monk has not the intention to be in a secret place, although he is a secret place, therefore he has not the intention to be there. He does not fall into pachitya, it is pachitya, it is kanka pachitya rule. Itasunkanga sangati sesa. Now touching the woman is sangati sesa. But to be in secret is all, you can't be in secret. If you expect to be in secret.
Is Pachitya 35 or Pachitya 44?
I can't remember the numbers now. Okay. But you will see okay. This Pachitya. See this Pachitya.
Okay.
That's called it. Patichanasana. Patichana raho.
Okay.
Therefore now these factors are covered. Now the monk does not expect to be in a secret place. So in that case now, it's called, he doesn't want to fall into offense.
Okay. 然后这些这些这事儿，比库看见里边有两个，有两个，然后女人在那里坐的，那他们有其他坐在那个厕所里边，或者说他本身坐在那里，然后是想女人咕咕咕咕咕咕来坐在那，然后这个比库和下两个女人坐在一起，然后这个比库就问这个那个坐在那儿那个比库是什么东西，如果说这个比库说我在这只是为了等待，没有其他任何东西的话，那他是无罪的。
Okay, now this araho apeka, or raho peka and araho peka means it is also a factor. This rule is sachitaka with the intention. Mm-hmm. Okay, if the monk intention is to be in secret, then he fulfills one factor for to fall into pachitya. But if he has no intention to be in secret, because he might sit together with a woman. They want to have discussion inside the room. They close the window.
But
everything.
But even in that case, entails dukkha. Even in that case, you didn't have any expectation for secret. But even though it incurs dukkha, isn't it?
Why? Why dukkha? If one does not expect anything, what is araho apeka? Is no offense at all.
But at least you can stand up and stay in different posture with the woman, isn't it?
Yes, no offense. Now, if the monk stands, although it is, he does not sit together, no? He stands. Now, the cat is sitting, okay, that's called, if the monk stands and the woman sits, or the other way around, there's no offense at all.
Yeah, no offense at all. But just now in the example, you mentioned that this monk is sitting together with the woman, isn't it?
Not sitting. I did not mean being inside the room.
Okay.
Being inside the room, not sitting. Not the same seat.
Okay.
Being inside the room, so then, the monk has no intention to be in secret. Also, they close the door, the window is closed, everything. So they just they want to discuss something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then, but not intention to be in secret. Okay, it happens. Okay, somebody closed the door. Or maybe the door already was open, but somebody closed it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but the monk has no intention to be in secret.
That's
called, maybe the windows already was open, everybody can see, but somebody closed the window.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he has no intention to be in secret.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now, if other monks see him open the door and say, oh, how you can see, sit like with a woman alone inside,
mm-hmm.
alone means being alone inside the room.
Stay.
So then stay alone and so on. Then that monk tells, I don't know, I suppose, somebody closed the door goes open, I did not intention to be in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he does not fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to regard the intention of the monk.
Okay.
任何的房间都可以。
So he's asking, for example, in the airport. So if you're waiting for the flight, Okay, we're waiting for a flight. Usually people stay in the hall, no? But if you pay some money, if you pay the airport stuff, then you may get a separate room. It's called a VIP room or something. And to stay with others. And that room is well secured, well closed, like that. But if you stay that for some reason, you may find a woman together with you. So in that kind of situation, you don't want to fall into any of this, isn't it?
Yes, because you don't want, the intention is to be secretly with a woman. You just because you want to have to rest. It's a resting room. Mm-hmm. Also they're closed. But they are actually, as one say now, secret means other people can't see. Mm-hmm. But most of these rooms have glass.
Okay.
In the airports.
Okay.
So everywhere they can see.
Okay.
So they can't be behind walls. In the airport especially, because security reasons, they don't put walls and so what. They put just glass.
Okay.
So that everybody can see.
Okay.
Although actually everything is closed, air doesn't come from outside, mm-hmm. because they put AC.
Mm-hmm.
So, but everybody can see through the glass. Don't worry, you can sit in VIP rooms. green light. So now, this arahoapdeka, it is tricky. Now, usually, although there is no offense, okay, we must know that some people, they have bad mouth. they tell all sort of bad stories. So therefore we must, as much as possible, avoid such places which are hidden from the eye of the people, mm-hmm. and be together in a room with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to be in open places so that people can see.
Mm-hmm.
所以说这个事情虽然说是无罪的，但是呢，但是因为有些人他那个口风不是很好，他喜欢相配妖言，所以说最好能避免这种地方，最好是避免这种地方，就选了一个公开的地方比较好一些，为了防止不当的这个。So another non-offense case is anya vihita. If the monk, for example, sits on a bench. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and he is looking to the birds, ladder, and then without his knowledge, mm-hmm. a woman comes and sits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then she sits and so forth, and monk does not know that the woman is sitting there,
mm-hmm.
because he is busy looking to the birds, to the clouds, and so forth. So then there is no offense again.
So this is ajana.
Anya vihita means being busy with something else.
Okay.
Anya vihita,
okay.
Being busy with something else. Maybe he is watching his smartphone.
Okay.
Smartphone.
Okay.
Being busy with something.
Okay.
Or maybe taking his meal. He does not know the woman is already sit there.
Mm-hmm.
他说那个是正好这个地方解释是说就是那个他这个以后的脱离而出来有其他试验者坐在这个屋子里，什么叫有其他试验者呢？比方说你在你坐在一个那个长凳上面，然后长凳上面你当时坐在长凳上面，然后你的看见了一个试验者，然后站在你看天上看见了一个鸟，然后这个旁边是坐一个女人，然后你根本不知道坐下，所以说这种情况下是无罪，或者说当时说你当时在看手机，当时在吃饭，反正不管是因为什么原因，你在忙于其他事情，然后你没看到那个人坐在这个屋子里，然后你就说，那我用一个很简单的例子，我到那个飞机的后厅，公共地方不过长椅嘛，办理说基本上不能去坐，因为肯定是连着很多有女人会坐的，按照他这个道理的话。 不管是这个地方或者是地铁上面，我看到没有女人，我就一下子就坐好，我就 meditation 禅修，那就根本不会有，我不管他旁边有没有女人，我就禅修，那就是可以全部避免掉了，我也不管了。
So he's asking that you know that in the subway or trains, the seats are very connected with each other, like a bench, something like that. You know. So the, so then he said that. So in order to avoid any offenses, what he will do is that. So first he will search for empty seats and make sure that the, before he sits down, there will be no any woman on the same bench. That's it, same bench. So then he sat down, and as soon as he sat down, he closed his eyes and started meditating. So in that case, even if any woman comes and sits at the same bench, there will be no offense to him. So does this kind of a solution work or not?
No, that is not a solution, because he intentionally does it, no? Intentionally to see, to avoid looking. So then it is an artificial way of doing it. Actually, now here, Anyabhita means completely different. He is busy with something else. He did not pre-plan it, anything. So then he is busy while he is, for example, looking his smartphone. He did not plan that I will look in the smartphone, then I will look at the woman. So therefore, he is looking at the smartphone, and at that moment, a woman sits there. It is not pre-planned. Then it's an offense. But he also pre-plans it. I'm looking at the smartphone. If a woman comes or not, I pretend that I have not seen her, not looked to her, and so forth. That is, of course, what's called... doesn't work. It is an offense because you have to keep your precepts now, you see. Precepts, no? Mm-hmm. Another thing, you must know what other people have to say, to say and so forth, because you have to guard. You have to guard your sila. It's like pre-planning. I will eat, I don't look to the clock. If the clock passes, I don't want to look, I will just eat and finish my
meal.
So what he's
telling is that so for example, if he go to supper with two other bhikkhus, and
two other bhikkhus,
and that bench has only three seats, so he and his companions fulfill all the seats. And then
three months.
Yes, only 3 months, and that bench has only three seats. Yeah. So then all the seats are fulfilled. And now he thinks, now I'm safe. And he started meditation. He started meditation, and then after a while he found that his companions left. They didn't get off the train. But then two women are sitting next to him. So in that case, there is no offense, isn't it?
No offense. And but he has to get up after he comes to know that the woman.
但你知道那个女人坐在你的地方站。那就是我回到我第一个问题上面。我就没有，我看到是没有那个没有预先怎么样，我看到周围是空的，没有女人的吧，我坐下来，没特训。当我睁开眼，旁边女人，我立刻站起来，应该不犯吧？但是她的概念是预先已经，这个怎么会预先犯？这个我就。 不知道怎么理解法，
你
明白？
你预先就是说你的这个他刚其实有解释，就是说你预先有这样的东西，我就是我用那个禅修不自己心引出，是我不会注意到有女人来，是否有女人来？如果你有这种东西的话，那就想提前计划。
那是什么？不好意思，
就是说你禅修这件事动机里边。就是有避免让自己知道那个注意到的那个，
就是我脑子里面我只过去做的禅修，不要想到有女人来或不来，就不算预先了。
对，
是这个概念。
对，这是取决你自己的其实。
Because these are undetermined offenses, so it's undetermined offenses, then it depends on what offense that monk admits that he has fallen to. Mm-hmm. And accordingly, the factors of that offense will be considered.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now here, factors are not given. Mm-hmm. The factors are not given. Mm-hmm. If, for example, he has fallen to Sangha, this Pachitya mm-hmm. rules, then we have to see to that rule whether he has fulfilled factor number one, number two, number three, and so forth. So if he has fallen into Sangatisesa number three, or like we have to see that Sangatisesa number three, whether he has fulfilled factor number one, number two, and so forth. Therefore, here factors are not giving this rule.
当知由那条界来区分构成要素，也就是说不对第一不定法来讲，他没有自己独立的那个要素，因为这个不定法的意思就是说他最后这个比喻他承认自己犯了是什么罪，然后最后他定的是什么罪，比方说他承认我自己犯了三个地在第二条，那最后给他定的罪是那个三个地在第二条，那么如果分析要素的话就是按照这个三个地在第二条来给他分析要素，如果他最后承认犯自己犯的是巴西利亚的话，那么就按照那个巴西利亚的这个要素来给他分析要素。
So, I think we have covered many points regarding this, and we have to go to the next undetermined Aniyata rule, which is number two. And you could see what is the difference between number one and number two.
就关于第一不定定法呢，执行有一个主要点，我们现在基本上都讲到了。然后下面我们开始讲第二不定法，然后大家这个注意一下，这个第二不定法和第一不定法有什么区别
？Now the first rule, Aniyata rule, it is about the monk and the woman sitting alone and in a paticchanan asana, which is concealed asana. And then which is suitable for sexual intercourse, that asana, that seat. But here, in the second rule, we don't have this kind of cases, that there should be a concealed seat or enough for sexual intercourse. We have only the case where the monk is being, how it's called, together with a woman, partaking in Dudulavacha. It means Volca language, using Volca languages, which entails the Pachit, the Sangatisesa, number four, no?
Dudulavacha? Number three.
Number three, okay, number three. And there is also one Pachitya, which covers these cases, which monk, if he tells some words to a woman, in inappropriate way, there is all Pachitya which covers this. Therefore now, we have to understand that, it is not that, this can be done in public, okay, in public. The seat does not need to be in secret, does not need to be hidden, concealed, and there is no need to be any seat there which is suitable for sexual intercourse. So the monk and the woman, can be in public, so then they sit, and the monk uses this kind of dudulavacha to him.
Because this kind of dudulavacha cannot be heard by others or something.
even it's called if it is heard by others, it's called or not. It is not the condition yet.
Okay.
It can be in public place.
Okay.
If others hear it or not, it is irrelevant.
Okay. 那这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 要秘密上课，也不一定是要十个星期要上课。
So then, but you read aloud this rule for them to understand what you are going to explain, no?
Okay. 张老师让我把那个不想加还是给大家念一遍，我给念一遍。再者，若并非禀赋不适合行淫的座位，但却适合对女人说错语，若比库在这样的座位单独予以女人秘密的工作，有说话可信的信使你看见他后，以三伽帝吉祥或巴基迪亚二法中说出其中之一，成人做的比库应依三伽帝吉祥或巴基迪亚二法的其中之一来审之，或应依据能为说话可信的金使女所说的来惩治该比库，这也是个令法。
All right, now again, we have not only trust the words of that.The accuser, you accuse this monk that he has fallen in this offense, the other offense, Sangha Desa Pachitya, but you have to hear, listen what that monk has to tell and what he admits. Okay, this is also the same condition like Anyata number one.
然后这个第二条不令法也是和那个第一条不令法那个第一条不令法一样，就是你不能只听那个控告的人他所说的话，你必须那个必须听从这个被控告的比库，他自己承认了什么。
So here there are also no offenses if a Vinyupurisa.The Vinyupurisa is around, within the vicinity of 12 cubits. So then, and he is not a blind, he is not a thief, deaf as God, and he does not sleep, and he is not busy with something else. This person can cause non-offense.Okay, because he can listen, he can be witness, no? Witness, that the monk has not fallen into such a... Another thing, the monk also does not fall into offense, if he is around.
他说对第二条不令法来说呢，就比方说这个，只要在12万尺之内，有那种那个，有时就是说精神没有出问题，然后他那个。也不是盲人，也不是聋子的这种男人或者女人，然后在这个12万尺之内的地方，不管站着还是坐着，然后即使他在忙着别什么事情，或者说正在那个打瞌睡，都没有问题，都是无罪的，只要有这么一个人就站在那那个站在你的那个12万尺之内，就是无罪的。
Therefore, now in this rule, the parajika offense is not mentioned.It is offense only the Sangha Desesa and Pachitya. And the emphasis is on Dudula Vacha, or Vulka, words which the monk tells.
So that means Sangha Desesa.
It is Sangha Desesa or Pachitya, because there is one Pachitya also entails some, okay. is related to it.
Okay. I don't know.这样这个上一届能上上一届区别就是没有把那个不就是这个那个第二条不令法不可能是巴拉西嘎，最后定的最不可能是巴拉西嘎，只能是三个帝天桑和那个巴基利亚，然后那个三个帝天桑就是比方说那个粗鳄鱼的，然后巴基利亚是那个第45条。
So then, we have now we can see Sangha Desesa. You can if you tell remind them what the Sangha Desesa number 3. What is dudulavachas? That's called by referring to, especially to the sex organ of the woman, to the anus and all that things. So try to seduce the woman by some words.
然后让我让我让那个让让那个提醒一下那个就什么叫那个那个那个就是这回顾一下三个第三条那个到底说错语是什么回事说错语呢就表示你引诱他性交和性器官之类的事然后引诱来引诱他就这样子就成为说错语
Okay, so then now, because these are two rules are indefinite, means undetermined, so there is no any no factors here, okay, no factors. So the factors, as already told, have to be looked to when it's called. It is said that he is one. This sangha says or this pachitya, and accordingly, the factor has to be determined.
然后这个第二条不定法，因为它也是不定法，所以它也没有自己独立的要素。就是说，那个它的那个被控告的以后，他承认自己犯了什么罪，那就按那条那条罪的要素来对这件事。Okay,
today now I don't think there are any other points to be covered. We can tell that today we finish aniyata, two aniyata rules.
今天我们觉得这部分我们可能对这两条件可能没有其他什么要讲，我们可以说就是不定法，到这里就讲完了。
So if any other question you can ask.
如果你们还有什么问题的话可以问。那我想问一下，就是这两条不定法啊，都是说被可信之优婆夷发现。然后我想问一下这个。如果不是优婆夷。啊，对，第一这个可信之优婆夷，这个可信是否仅。局限于那个圣者，然后还有一个就是对，就是如果不是有，就是其他人发现，他可能被控告。如果比如说是被比库看到了，比库控告是不是也是无效的，还是有效的？有效不够，
我先把它。So he is asking two questions. The first question is that so in the Patimokkha, this rule is mentioned that is as if this monk is seen or accused. By a trustworthy upasika. So he's asking that, so the word trustworthy here means one who has attained one who is Aryabhugara or not. So this trustworthy means Aryabhugara or even the other kinds of people also included. So this is the first question. The second question is that is this accuser must be upasika or not? If it is not upasika, so for example, a bhikkhu, can this bhikkhu become an accuser? Okay.
So now, the original story is that it is about Vesaka upasika, who was Sotapanna. So then she indicated about Udayi. She found out that he goes and speak with human and so forth, and she starting doubting whether Udayi fall into Parajika or Sangha Disesa and Pachitya. So the original story. And then this rule has been formulated according to the original story. But according to the method of Anuloma method means whatever is in conformity with the original story. Now trustworthy means also any person who has some authority and he is well known and so forth, and high ranked monk, any person and so forth which we can trust, even another monk also, any accuser. Any accuser, he can bring some evidence. Okay. Some evidence. Okay. And this evidence can be trusted. Mm-hmm. It's called knowledgeable in Vinaya, but not knowledgeable how to to find the hard evidence to prove his case. That means he may be knowledgeable. I've seen this monk doing these things, but some pieces of the evidence are missing. Okay. In that case, it looks like 90% trustworthy. But if we start investigate more and more, you can see no, it's not like that. Even this 10%, which is not covered by him, after you can investigate the 10%, you can see that even that 90% is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, any person who can give some evidence, mm-hmm. and try supplying, he looks like everything is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it can be covered according to the Anuloma method,
mm-hmm.
whatever is in conformity to the original story.
Mm-hmm.
The same applies with the Upasika. So then the original scholar, person who accuses Upasika.
Mm-hmm.
But any other person who accuses can be covered in this rule.
是这样，他说关于可信，他是舍身，因为这两条戒子，你把这么好好这样写的，是因为他那个是根据那个原本那个故事，因为原本是这两条戒都是那个维沙卡的那个他控告那个乌托伊尊者，那个导致的，然后这个维沙卡本身他是真的出过的，他当时说他是可信的，然后他说但是呢，他说根据律藏里边一个虚顺的原则，就是这条戒呢，实际上他这个地方是可信并不单纯那个证实过人。 张老师他那个意思就是说能够那个一切能够提供证据，然后看起来可信的人，就是说你这个证据就是说你在打眼看起来还不能一下子否定，那这个那你这个时候你认为这他是可信的，但是不代表就是说以后你可能经过调查，你发现这个证据可能不是百分之百很好，但是你这调查以后的时候，但是就是说一开始他给你提供稍微给你提供一点证据，哪怕是我自己看见怎样怎样，这那但是看起来像可信，你就可以认为他是可信的。
对，然后那个你就是也不一定非得是女士，像一切能够纠正证据的人都可以。嗯，对。那他这样，第二条不定法，跟第一条一样的，为了避免那个话，不要供桌就可以了。第二条也是供有供桌的意思。
你的意思是改变姿势是吗？就是说，这站起来。
对，一个站一个坐。
啊。
第二条他好像没说，只不说说话的地方吧。
就可以说话，他工作好像没写啊，那个是吗？我看一下。等一下，他有说那个座位对不对？他如果他这个地方还是有座位，然后我给你看一下他这个，他是有工作的，因为那个。
我看你确认一下，你看，
他不是他有其实有一份自己看，在者若并非不禀赋不适合其亲，作为但却适合对女人时候，若比库再这样的座位单独予以女人秘密的工作，工作还是有的。考试大纲上面？不是那个比库巴蒂摩考试大纲上面也有吧？考试大纲上面有吗？有考试大纲有，
也有是吧？我因为它是不同的翻译，与女人一对。
秘密而工作，它是只是不同翻译而已，一个地方有，一个地方也有。所以你的问题就是说，那个就只要你保持不同姿势就没问题，是吧？你是想问这个？所以 he's asking that. For the second Anyata rule, if he wants to be free of offenses, then one solution is to stay in different posture is that woman. Then it is fine. Isn't it?
Different posture.
Yes, different posture. It's no problem.
Yes, now regarding sitting, no.
Uh-huh.
But regarding hidden place also, that also is it's called, we can be blamed. Because now you see, this covers also hidden places.
Uh-huh.
It's called, it is not, sitting is one thing.
Uh-huh.
And hidden place is another thing. And intend to be in secret place is another thing. Therefore, there are many, many other things which can make the monk fall into offense. All right? So sitting is in aspect. You don't sit, you stand.
Mm-hmm.
But you are in secret place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you expect to be in secret place with a woman that nobody knows now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So then, although that is also, you contribute for the offenses.
So is that the same offense as the sitting together with women, is that the same offense or is it different offense? Different offense?
Yeah, it's different offense. Now, you see now this, sitting good with a woman,
uh-huh.
as I told you, it is now some, one rule is covered by Pachitya.
Yes.
By the Pachityas, no?
Yes,
Pachityas.
Yes, yes, yes.
But one rule is covered under Chulavaga, as I told you.
Oh, that is Dukkata, you mean?
That is Dukkata,
okay.
The Dukkata offense.
Okay.
But then public and so forth, you can't sit. But now this sitting in a secret place and so forth,
mm-hmm.
this is covered by the Pachitya.
This same Pachitya or another Pachitya?
It is. Two Pachityas. I can't remember the numbers now because we have to see later.
Okay.
You have to tell some general, the generalized, the difference. So therefore now, and they cover also seats which are in secret places, in private places. And they cover also the case when the monk wants to be in secret also. His intention also. Like because he wants to sit under Ashkol. Therefore now, this is does not regard only the seat, but other factors taken into consideration. Now, for example, for other factors, you might not sit, but you want to be in secret. That you also take into consideration. They can also entail offences, and we see what offences can be entailed if we study the Pachitya rules. So, therefore, now it is not only the seat. I am telling you, there are other many factors. For example, which can play a role for a bhikkhu to fall into offence.
So basically, we can say this rule entails maybe four sanghadis, two pachitiyas and one dukkata. We can say like that, no?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. 有意识就是你故意的跟一个女人待在秘密房间里了，你故意的跟一个女人待在秘密房间，然后你确实待在那个秘密房间里了，然后哪怕你们没有工作，这包括那个恋爱关系的呀，然后还有就是那个恶作，如果恶作就是他那个就是昨天他们那个，比方说在公交车上那种情况，公交车上如果说那个女人来了，那个女人坐在你身边，那虽然是公交车，就是不会更不是秘密的地方。 但是如果说你是故意继续做那个地方的话，那是要恶作的。所以说就是说，所以说就是不仅仅人工作问题，你要看哪怕你自己是不同，还要看就是你当时有没有就是跟女人秘密共处的东西。如果有跟女人秘密共处的东西的话，还是有问题。当然这是关于第一条吧，第二条你们反正已经不是在秘密处了，所以说那是没有这个问题。但是你要。
这个第二个不定法的话，针对东西方多久，好比一个女施主跟你在一个不是秘密的国间单独，她请法，那也是犯恶作啊。按照你的这个观念，那不是恶作，那如果你如果没有有正当人在场，然后你设法过五六句的话，那是把他请法，可以一直说下去，他请法对。
那我可以帮你问，所以he's asking that in a secluded room, an open room, and one woman is asking him a question on Dhamma, something like that, and he keeps talking without the presence of another man. So will this scenario entails him an offense or not?
Yes, we study these rules. Pachitya, you will understand better. But for the time being, I'm telling you that it is not offense, because that rule excludes the offense, excludes any offense if the woman asks the question and the monk answers. So that is no offense. But if the monk initiates the whole process of teaching to her without a Vinyupurisa, intelligent man to be around, then he falls into Pachitya. Or dukkhatas, or pachityas, and so forth, whatever, we'll study this
rule。他说这样就是说，你学八戒第二回理解更多，但是现在跟意思简单答案，就是你说这个情况是无罪的。那个是那个，就是只要是这个女人，她自己主动问你，整个过程她自己主动问你，不是你主动教她，然后不管有没有有正男人在场，你都是无罪的。然后但是有罪情况是你主主动去教她，她没问你，你主动去教她，然后你又没有有正男人在场，那种情况是这个罪的。
那我可以这样理解吧，第一条。
第一条不定法的话，你破第一条不定法的话，只要不工作就可以破第一条不定法了，因为没有任何的罪了，对吧？你就是你应该说第二条不定法，只要不工作，第一条不定法是可以那个是你你即使不工作也不工作也那个也不一定。他刚刚说了，就是说你是那个秘密，然后你如果然后你是在一个秘密地方，然后跟那个他解释啊，你在一个秘密地方，然后你又动机和那个女人秘密共处，这也算，
这算恶作对吧？
啊，
这算恶作。
他说算八七天，
八七天，
对，八七天。
这个我想确认一下，这个最好是不是八七天是恶作吧？
因为在那个
关
系里面没有。
我刚才其实我也想，我也是一直在问这个问题，你听到没有？对，我其实但是他说这个话题，我刚才其实我也想。
他说半夜 PI 以后会解释的，他说。
对，他说半夜 PI 以后会解释，他说，所以我就没。
那这个跳过，那就是说，唯一能破，完完全全没有罪的话，第一条不定嘛，就是一个男的在你旁边。
对。
第二条是不管男人女人，有一个人在你旁边12米之内。
对对对。
这两个才能破，不然不管怎么扯来扯去。最少就是恶作，你跟一个女的在，不管是秘密还不秘密的地方，
没有，你看有很多是东西。如果
这是说法排除，除了说法排除的话，在那里的话就是恶作，
也没有，也不看你东西，就不要说他们
等着医院等那个等看病，
等看病，或者是你当时在看手机，根本不知道那女人。确实听到了错语，是吧？
确实听到错语，他举证这个鼻孔是犯第二条。那但是他已经进入12米之内，那你这样的话说他不就是他必须由于不能解决他，你不能解决他，因为他这个人他这个可心理就是也是一个人，他进去12米以后，这条就走，是不是？
但这个不是说不是不定法就不能举罪，你要知道不是说不定法只是一种举罪的情况，但不是说不是不定法就不能举罪。但我想问，对，
这已经在条文里它是这样写，
条文是这样写，但不是说就是说不是就不是说你这个东西不我首先我给你，但是我会帮你问这个问题，不是说不是不定法就不能举罪。你比方说那个
这已经是放在
那个你比方说你乌家这种东西的话，它这个根本不在不定法里，但是我可以举罪的。
对对，我说的是不定法。
就是不念法是吧？行，那我可以问你。So he's asking that, so one monk is together with a woman in a secluded place. Unsecluded place. To get together with women, sitting together, and then. So there's nobody around within the range of 12 cubits. But then, one passing saw from afar that those two people are talking something. So he asked, she got some doubts, and she approached to the vicinity of 12 cubits. That, and then she heard, oh, there's...
She or she?
She. Yeah. And then she heard that there are some vulgar speech they were talking,
yeah.
But in this case you can see, so when this upasika went into the range of 12 cubits, and she is vinyuta, something like that.
She's
vinyuta. So then it according to the rule itself, it becomes a non-offense, because this Upasika herself is considered as it's called a witness or something.
It's a female.
Yeah, it's a female, and she can be considered as it's called a witness. So because if within the range of 12 cubits, there's anybody around, there will be no offense. So this is his question.
No, it is actually it is now even if a Vinyo Purisa is there, that's called. If the monk talks like that, he is not free of offense. But the Vinyo Purisa is there and so forth, just to, to cause a non-offense for the monk. So then, if the Vinyo Purisa is there as a witness, to say, no, the monk did not tell like that.
Okay.
If somebody tells, for example, if that Upasika, he goes there, but it is another intelligent monk, and there is a person there. he is more closer, no?
Mm-hmm.
He is closer, and he can listen exactly what the monk has told.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but that upasika, if he comes last moment, mm-hmm. he might understand the context. She might not understand the context.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe the monk tells about sex on the course. Okay, the word sex on the course.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions the sex on the course.
Mm-hmm.
Only the she has only the word sex on the course.
Okay.
She concludes, okay, this monk tried to convince that woman to have sex on the course with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be the opposite. Maybe the monk tells the woman
mm-hmm.
The danger in engaging sex on the course.
Okay.
As called, how bad it is to, as called, this is bad karma
mm-hmm.
to engage sex on the course. But that upasika had only the word sex on the course. She concluded that
mm-hmm.
the other way, that the monk tries to seduce that woman.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, but if it is a Vinyapurisa there, he knows the context, what about the monk talks about.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in that case, now that the Vinyapurisa can be as a witness
mm-hmm.
to show, no, the monk mentioned what sex on the course,
mm-hmm.
but he mentioned for in a different context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not as a vulgar word, but to teach that woman how bad it is to have sex on the course.
Mm-hmm.
他说那个第一点他就说没事，不是说你们那个就是那个你那个有知识人在场，就是一切的无罪的。比方说有知识人在场，然后也不是控告你那个人，但是你当时确实说错语，然后最后。 那个女主持人说证说你当时确实说错了，那你还是有罪。然后那他说这是无罪的事实情况下，但是你是无罪的情况下就是说你当时没有说错，然后人家给你作证的时候你没有说错，这是你才是无罪。然后这是其二呢，就是你刚举这个例子呢，你刚举这个例子，他说可能是可能有这么个情况，比方说，这个女人她靠近之后，她可能确实听到这么个词，比方说那个性交什么这么个词。但是比如说这个假设啊，这十二万尺之内还有一个。 还有一个比库，那个比这个女人更近，距离比那女人更近。然后那个，但是因为你刚说这个女人，她是最后一开始她没一开始那个上下文没有听到，她只是凑合突然听到一个性交，对不对？但是她没有听到上下文，可能这个比库的只是讲性交有什么过犯，那就你像性交是一种恶业怎样的。所以说，但是这个时候的话。
但这个事儿的话，旁边那个更近的比库就可以出来作证，说这事他是说性交什么话，但是不是错误，因为他这是说法，有什么情况？那个女人啊，
嗯，
和母亲也包括在里面，
对啊，
就说也不能单独跟母亲同处一个房间。
嗯，我可以帮你问一下 ，So he's asking that. So even his mother is considered as a normal woman here. Even with his own mother, he cannot stay within a secluded room together with his mother without any other witness.
Yes, mothers also included. But here it is, as I told you, it is the chetana, the intention which is also plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
If the monk does not intend to be in secrecy,
mm-hmm.
in privacy, so then, does not intention like as called it is because it's a chitaka, no?
Mm-hmm.
We have to consider the chetana of the monk, the intention of the monk.
Mm-hmm.
So then, from the side of woman, of course, mother, sister, everybody is included.
从女人角度看，就不管是你那个是你原来里面的都是一样，但是说如果是在密同一房间的话，这条其实是有心结，是有心结，所以说看你当时动机，如果你当时那个动机是没有就是跟你母亲秘密共处这个东西的话。 那不犯。
You can't see in the same sofa and so forth with the mother.
Same
the sofa. You can't see in the mother. Now, for example, in the houses they have the sofa to watch TV. You know, they sit in front of TV. The mother and father. And so. The monk should not sit there if the mother is sitting. So, and the mother tells, "Come, close to sit to watch TV." And so then you can't.
比方说那个你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视机，你家那个电视
besides himself and his mother. There's nobody else in his house. And they're good to watch TV. So there are people who watch TV in the dining room or some other rooms, but that room is secluded. So in that case, what should he do? Is this the same different posture with his mother, or?
Yes, he should actually not sit the same seat, and but he has to see going to this araho apeka, means he does not have an intention to be secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's called there is nobody at home.
Mm-hmm.
He did not pre-plan it. He did not make it up.
Mm-hmm.
He did not make any effort to be in secret.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now in that case, now he is excluded from offense.
Mm-hmm.
He has to guard his mind,
mm-hmm.
and tell, no, I don't want to be in privacy with my mother. It happens like that. No, my father has left because to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
He went outside in the garden, and my mother and me happen to be here. I did not make the effort to do like that.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, he is not an offense. Mm-hmm. Offense.
首先就是说，你遇到这种情况，你首先应该做一件事情，就是不要跟你妈的所有沟通做人，然后最好是保持沟通姿势，然后这是其。 其实，其实这种情况，如果你这个事情不是你事先预备的，就是事先你自己做出一个努力预备的，然后那个为和你母亲的母亲单独在一起，你没有这秘密东西的话，还是不犯。但是你必须把自己心里东西看得很清楚，就是说我确实这事情因为只是事情只是这样发生，而不是我先准备的。
So then sometimes also the monkey is alone in the room, and then the mother opens the door and comes inside. Close the door, and she wants to have some chat to explain what time you want to take your meal. Shall I prepare this for you? And she chats.
Mm-hmm.
Then the door is closed. The windows are closed,
mm-hmm.
and she came sitting inside the room.
Mm-hmm.
So then the monk should not feel completely nervous and think, oh, what to do now? May I fall on the fence? He has to restrain his mind that I have no intention to be secret place now.
Mm-hmm.
Let the mother talk,
mm-hmm.
and she can talk. Explain her. I want to have potatoes, I want to have beans today to eat. She asks her questions. He can chat, that is such an example. He does not, must not feel embarrassed and think, oh, now I fall into offense.
然后你妈突然开门进来，然后就开始和你聊，然后这个事儿你不应该觉醒，你要不应该觉得尴尬，然后你就在想我自己这个事儿没有什么跟我妈的耽误工作的东西，然后你就让他自己聊去，不要那个什么。
这个情况就是有个人邀请你，就是比托到那个地方去，然后请他上车。 那个说我们等会儿就请比库上车还是请比库，然后一个人，比库先上了车，坐副驾驶，然后就准备过去了嘛。但接下来那个司机是个女司机，后来还只有他们两个，那个去这样的情况怎么做比较合适一点？So he's asking that suppose one Biku is invited to go to another place, and he has to take an automobile. He has to take an automobile, a car, to that place. So then he was invited to the seat next to the driver. He was invited to the seat to the next to the driver. And then after he get on his seat, it turns out to him that the driver was a woman. So then, in that case, will the monk fall into offense or not? And what should he do in such offense?
He does not fall into offense, because now the seats are separate, no? In the front seat.
Mm.
So, and he has not pre-planned it. He has not arranged his trip. Somebody has arranged his trip.
Mm-hmm.
So he is included also traveling together with a woman in the village. She excluded from this offense.
Oh.
So then, and he has not expectation to be in secret with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing, because there are glasses around the car,
mm-hmm.
it's not secret as such because everybody can see it because there are it's called glass around the car.
But sometimes the glass is not transparent.
No? It is not transparent. Sometimes, okay, you can include that also. You have to choose a car which is transparent. So then, that is irrelevant, even if it is not transparent.
Okay.
So then, He has not the intention to be in secret. Okay, he can guard his mind, and if he can't change things, because now the car has to go, to go and so forth immediately, because he will miss his plane. His plane, no. So in that case, now he has to keep silent and guard his mind and tell, okay, I cannot make arrangements. Everything is done by me, by others. I have no intention to be in secret, and I'm not sitting with the same seat with a woman. So therefore, now he is free of any offense.
然后他说这样，他说你这个车前面那个骑车前座和那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
马上就要出发的话，你就应该保持沉默，然后那个告诉自己，这个事不是我那个这个事情不是我预备，然后我也没有人跟他秘密过什么东西，然后那个然后告诉就这样告诉自己，然后是守好自己心，然后就可以了。
至于你刚刚就是那个女司机，那个开车之前说饭店，我们两个一起去那个地方了，
嗯，
然后就意思好像打个招呼一样这样，
嗯，
但这个时候比不怎么做比较好一点，因为如果出生或不出生都会产生一种默认的那个与女人生命同行的这个八字一样。
So he's asking that, so now, in the same case, the female driver before she entered the car, she greeted mom by saying like this, oh, okay, now Bhante, we are now going together to the airport or to some other place. Now we are going together, something like that. So then he's asking, in such a situation, how should this monk respond to that woman to get himself free of any offense? Something.
Yes, we will study this rule. This is Pachitya rule. No? We will study this because there are many cases there.
Okay.
And if I don't mention the factors,
mm-hmm.
I just take one isolated case, mm-hmm. he might not be able to understand. We
okay.
have to study the factors.
Okay.
So far, then we will judge correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He will be able to understand
mm-hmm.
why I will give this reply.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give the reply now, he might be able to understand.
Okay.
Wait till we come to Pachitya.
他说这个问题就是说等我们讲巴西第二次再跟你讲为什么？就是说如果我现在因为你还不知道这条界的就是犯罪各个要素是什么，如果说对你这个孤立的案例，我现在可以给你回答，但是我给你这个回答，即使我给你这个回答，你不知道我为什么才就是说做这种判断，只有当你学这个要素的时候，你才知道我是做这种判断，所以说只要等学巴西第二次再回答。
Because according to that rule, it is not only the factor you have to see, also what this is non-offense clauses. And that covers also the case where if the woman makes the arrangement, but not the monk, it's not an offense.
Okay. 他说那个就不仅但是分析那二阶犯戒情况，就是不仅看那个戒要素，还有就是看那二阶里边包括的无罪的情况。这条戒和女人不仅那二阶包括无罪情况，就是有一种就是这个女人安排的这个通行，而不是这个比划。那这种情况怎么戒？
So there are other examples how the monk has to reply, what is suitable for him to reply, not suitable to reply.
Uh-huh.
We'll discuss this matter when we'll study that rule. Ah, he was silent. Now a question.
比如说我长期不回家，不回家的情况下，就是我跟我的父亲还有弟弟交流的唯一就是说默契的手段就是玩象棋。
像什么？
象棋。
啊，象棋啊。
对，我就是说，如果在家里的情况下，
啊，
当然因为我家是个商店，有时候会有人来往。
嗯。
这种情况下，算算无家，不小心被人看见
了。He's telling that, if he go back to his home to visit his father and the elder brother, so the a normal way to show friendliness to his father and his elder brother is to play chess.
Play chess.
Yes. He said this is a normal way for he and his father to communicate and to greet each other, or something like that. So then he said that because his family actually is running a shop. So that house is actually open to others. So the fact that he's playing chess with his father may be seen by other villagers, something like that. So then he's asking that if his behavior is seen by other villagers, will that be considered as kuradosaka or not?
It's too far-fetched. Because it is now, this game, it is just to show friendliness, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's not to attract people for him to give requisites,
mm-hmm.
to bring me dana for him,
mm-hmm.
or requisites, good food,
mm-hmm.
good meals.
Mm-hmm.
It is to please the father.
Mm-hmm.
嗯，他说这个这个这个这个你显示显示显示太远了，就是说因为乌乌乌家是这样，就是乌家你做那些行，你跟你爸你爸做那些行为，你的目的应该是是得得到物质的回报，比方说那个想让你爸给你不是更好的食物，给你更多资金等等。但是如果说你只单纯让想让你父亲高兴的话，这是跟乌家没有关系。嗯，
So he's asking in that occasion, will it incur kudos to him by playing chess or something?
Yes, now you see, these are entertainment plays. I can't say because usually monks are not suitable to engage such games. Like playing, as called, even they are regarded as innocent games,
uh-huh.
but there is no any rule covering these cases. It is only that if one does it for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
entertainment and so forth, I can't judge. Even you can see what is billboard, what's called? Sometimes they play billboard.
Huh?
They take this kind of...
What?
What is this? No, billboard is like balls now, they hit balls and on the table, then there are balls on the table.
Snook.
Yes.
No, on the table there are balls and they take sticks and they hit.
Billiards.
Something like that. Whatever, I mean, no, this is just an example.
Mm-hmm.
So then, so monks should not engage in such things. I can't remember any rule who covers these cases.
Uh-huh.
But if one does this for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
or watching, for example, others playing these for entertainment and so forth,
mm-hmm.
it's like... can be two cut offenses, but I have to think about whether there is any rule which covers these cases about playing games and so on.
他想不起就是哪条街，包括了这个情况。但是如果说他干这个事是为了娱乐的目的，或者说他自己没有下棋，但是他以娱乐性看下棋，这可能是犯过错，但是他就是要查一下，就是到底算哪条街下面。
So now, if you have these devices, you can install and so forth, chess game, and the monk plays chess game with this device. if he does this for entertainment and so forth, I think there are some rules which cover this case, but I can't remember, being Chulavaga,
uh-huh.
somehow I can find some rules, small rules there.
就是可能他说这种情况也包括，比方说现在是玩的都有平板，然后可能在平板上下棋游戏，然后在平板上下那个下棋，然后这种可能都是犯戒，但是他具体要是哪个戒，他可能再查一下，这他说在那个小品里面包括了这个，
因为你在那个中文上面翻译写的是非法行。
对，
包括了总统玩这种游戏。
对，对，非法就是从法的角度上讲，但是从律的角度，你具体给出什么罪，你这是犯什么什么罪？对。
就是哪几根放下的问题，
嗯，
就是说哪几根放下的话，是不是只在别处跟麻辣烫使用？对于戒律或者其他的一点都是不存在这个问题。就是哪几根放下到底？
那你能想一个情况，就是什么情况还可能需要看，还可能会用到哪几个放下？
对，我就是想了解清楚哪几根放下。
嗯。
我
说。His question is about Sangha-dhita. Sangha-dhita, he's asking that, so for example, in the procedure of Manatana Parivasa, there's this kind of thing called taking the responsibilities. Samadhi, taking the
duties,
taking the duties, and giving up the duties. So he's asking that. This procedure of taking the duties and giving up the duties is can it be found anywhere else in the way we need or not, or it's only meant for Manana and Parivasa?
No, this is called Nikepa, and this word to use only for Parivasa and Manana.
Oh, okay. Well, and what was the other word? The giving up is Nikepa. What is the other word?
Giving up?
Giving up means Nikepa, no?
Nikepa,
yes,
not giving up, it is to let down temporarily,
okay.
Postpone.
Okay.
Postpone the, what's called, the duties, no?
Okay.
What's called the observation of Parivasa.
No. 他说这两项全是那个只给妈妈的，别处用的。对。
我想问一个在之前的那个问题，就是关于阿拉基巴里说虚妄的善人的话，那个五个要素中间有一个动机的那个心，它那个恶欲，
对，
为什么一定是跟物质有关，而且它的出处是从哪里？精神上面的为什么不算？
So he's asking that about the paradoxical rule of Uttarimana Salam, asking that. So he's asking that in that rule there's a factor called Papicca.
Papicca.
Papicca. So he's asking that why this Papicca is only about material gains, and why some other motivations about like fame. Cannot, if it's only fame, cannot be considered as Papicca. And what is the source of this explanation that the Papicca is only about material gains? So this is his question.
Is that about the Sutta Vibhanga?
Uh-huh.
The Vibhanga. If we see Parajika.
Number four.
you see, because it says maybe your origin story.
You mean the
yes, now you see the origin story is that, no? That there was a famine.
Mm-hmm.
And these monks invented a story how to get food.
Yes, yes, yes.
But actually, if you don't get fame, you don't get also gain. Okay? If you don't get fame, mm-hmm. you don't get gain also.
Okay.
As well. Therefore now, in order to get gain, mm-hmm. first, the people must know that you are a famous monk. Famous monk in the mm-hmm. sense that you attend this kind of things, mm-hmm. then your fame increases.
Mm-hmm.
So once they know that, they only come and give you material things.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now fame and gain are interrelated.
Yes.
Without fame, no gain.
But if the monk's intention is only for fame, not for material gain, then he does not fall into parasitic offense. Is that true?
So, but it is, you can't tell like that because, let me see. Because actually, but once you get fame, you get honor, no?
Mm-hmm.
Honor and all these things as well. But it is still a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It is still a lie, even it is papicha, that's also getting caught with evil intentions
mm-hmm.
just to get fame.
Mm-hmm.
That you also can come under this rule because you don't have these things in you. You don't have these things in you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You tell lies,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then just to impress people,
mm-hmm.
even for a joke, you can tell just for a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So this can cover also that such case.
But it's not a parasitical offense, you mean?
Yes, can be parasitical because you see, even joking and so forth,
mm-hmm.
for joke, you tell for a joke, I attend these things and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Still you tell it, but it's just joking is actually just to deceive other people. To deceive others.
To deceive, but it's not for any gain.
But it's papicha. It is with evil intentions. You do it just to cheat other people or because you want to gain some fame, for honor, that people will worship you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the case is, all can be included under papicha. Evil wishes.
Okay.
But so then it can be covered. This case only can be covered. Not only material gains, but also to deceive others
uh-huh.
for whatever reason. Or to get them to worship you.
Oh.
So then all these are evil wishes. Papicha means you don't have dhamma wishes. All is called worldly wishes.
Okay.
Can also be covered for parasitic.
But before you said only because of the desire for material gains, then that
must be. But you see, that's called, because now these things are usually included, because now the more normal thing,
mm-hmm.
you don't want just to fame for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people, once you get fame, people will come and worship you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called give you gifts and so forth. Because people are fond to have monks around who
mm-hmm.
are, they know they have attained jhana, they have attained that and so forth. Immediately feel obliged to give you something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you receive, it is because of your getting fame.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it ends up in material gains.
Mm-hmm.
Now people, they don't know other way how to venerate monks now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to offer some material gains.
Mm-hmm.
This
but
will come, this is just a part and parcel of becoming famous.
Yes, but you said even if this monk does not have any intention to gain something, but only to deceive others, that is also considered as
public. It can be also covered. Because you know, the last time I mentioned only the main objective is to get gain because of the original story.
Mm-hmm.
But this can be also, I don't know, I have to see the commentary, but all the cases are covered, I can't remember. But papicha in that case now.
So can I give this kind of example? Suppose a robber comes to a monk's kuti and says that if you have a thing, then I will let you free. I may not kill you, but if you have anything, if you are a patujana, then I will consider you as a useless person to this world, and then I will kill you. Something like that. So because of the fear of being killed by that robber, because I don't have a thing, something like that. So that
this would be only pachitya offense.
Why?
Pachitya, because Heat is a plain light, a plain light, a plain light. Uh-huh. Okay, simple light. So what about that he has done something he has not done? Okay. He has attained something he has not done. But this is actually usually was per picture, evil wishes, to get something from that. Okay.
Okay.
Either material gains.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And of course, if you want to get material gains, you have to advertise yourself.
Uh-huh.
Advertise yourself that what's called that I have this attainment, that attainment, to get fame.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the fame, only you get the next step is to get the gain.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now fame and gain they have got together. That's why now papicha means in that case now. This rule covers not the pachitya. No, pachitya rule doesn't get papicha.
Okay.
Okay, but this rule covers the factors papicha.
Okay.
Because your intention is to get material gains. That is the main objective.
Okay.
So whether you want the first fame, you want to get fame, but actually the dayakas after the you get the fame, they will offer you material gains.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part and parcel of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Without fame, no, you can't get fame again.
But you know, there is some kind of monk who is psychologically deviant. That means that this kind of person, he just wants to show off that he only wants to get people to worship. So and even if after he got the fame, the daikas, they may intend to offer him many things. But because his purpose is only the fame or fame only, he wants to show that I am very what is called? Less desire. I have a very less desire to show that he reject all the material. But he only wants the people to worship him, to show that he's some kind of Mahana, something like that. So would that be considered as a papicha?
Yes, I have to check this, but you see now other cases which do not material, which do not involve papicha, so they can cover it under musavada in pachitya rules. Okay.
Okay.
That is the case with masavada rules.
Okay.
So, but now this papicha factor, it is for this rule. Okay. If you remove this papicha factor from this rule, then all the other cases covered under pachitya, musavada pachitya.
Okay.
So then, if you tell lies about Uttari Manusadama and so on. So therefore now, the one factor it is, now this papicha is not covered under pachitya rules.
Okay.
It is covered only under this parachitya rule.
Okay.
So this is a factor. Therefore now, papicha, what means papicha and so on, as far as I remember, is for material gains.
Mm-hmm.
But monks usually, who want to have even fame, as called, they aim to impress other people, so other people, usually they will bring him something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that monk is exceptional monk, he can resist all the offerings the people have given him,
yes.
Of course, that is, as called, he has to be maybe with pachitya rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I have to check.
Okay. Okay. So, by now you cannot give the source of this explanation. Up to now you cannot give the source, but later you can check. No?
I can check, and so, but my, from the story.
We can do it after class. I mean, it is not.
Yes. From the story, it looks only material gains.
Okay.
Chivara, you see? Chivara pinda pada sanasana gilana pachya pesaj barika.
Okay.
As called. Here, it says also khuda the five mahachoras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then the Buddha tells about for Chivara Pindapada Senasana Gilana Pachapesas. He earns, he is a chora, he is a thief, because he gets the material things for lay people, stealing the material things of the possession of other people, but telling lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the main objective.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the about Panchima Mahachora, this five. Mahachoras. So then they are choras, why? Now robbers, usually they don't want only to have fame, they steal to get fame.
Yes.
They steal because they want possessions.
Mm-hmm. 关于这条其实就是你要注意杀人法这条其实说不是说是因为他说杀人法是犯了罪的而是因为他是恶欲他才犯了罪的就是说如果说你满足了忘杀善法但是不满足恶欲的话那是巴西利亚那不是犯了罪的只是因为你有恶欲所以说你忘杀善法你恶欲也忘杀善法
这个才是大的机关。然后这个恶欲以他的理解呢，就是说是因为他最终是跟那个物质力的思想关联的。如果就是说即使是那个贪图名望，对一般人来说，他贪图名望就是说他那个最终目的他是为了那个物质利益。所以说一般来说，贪图名望也可以认为那个就是说他是瓦拉提尔。但是也有一派情况，有些可能真有那种就是他贪图名望不是为了跟物质利益完全没有关系，那种情况有可能是瓦拉提尔。但他说具体数据他会完整。然后他刚刚跟你讲这个，他是认为一说这法一句，如果说你不看著书，他那个肯定要从著书里边找一句。如果不看著书，光看这个经分别的话，你可以看从五种大碟里边找。就是说佛陀实际上是把这种梵巴拉西干人比作五种大碟其中一种的。然后他讲这五种大碟的时候，全部都是在讲就这种大碟是怎么透过物质上的力量。对。
So then, and he tells that the the biggest thief of all these five thieves, mm-hmm. it is a monk who tells lies about his that he attained Uttarimanusodhamma,
mm-hmm.
and he eats the food of the Ratapindu. Ratapindu, he foods, he eats the food of the people of the country.
Yes, yes, yes. 他说，你看，然后当时这个地方，就是说那个经分别里边。但是佛陀这么说的，而诸比库于此世界天界魔界梵天界及沙门婆罗门天人中，此最大之劫，即是说空无之上人法者。所以者何？就这是为什么呢？诸比库以道心施国家事宜之事故。就国家事宜之事，就是他那个不是，然后他是以道心的，是
的。They are called Papa Dhammas。Papa Dhammo,
okay.
This is what the big way, Papa Dhammo.
Means evil is
a... Evil manners, or evil habits.
Okay.
Papa Pehi Kamehi.
Okay.
I call here, evil one's called, who is engaged in evil actions, Papa Kamas.
Oh. So,
for now, usually thief one tells lies for other purposes, not for material gains,
mm-hmm.
for either to deceive people or just for a joke and so forth. There are pachiti offenses who are covered under it.
他说，所以说，如果说真的有一个人他妄说善法，不是为了获得物质利益，比方说他是为了就是单纯为了欺骗别人，或者只是为了说个笑话的话，那把自己压。没有，我其实我给他举了个例子，他说犯法，我用个例子，我下课之后跟你讲，我其实给他举了个很好的例子。
But I have to check now what the commentary there is because about him.
But you don't have to check now, so we can continue with the.
No, no, not now, but later.
他说他说那个他说那个各各会会做饭那个专门出售。
Nisargya, any other questions? Okay, you can start with Nisargya rules.
如果大家没有其他问题的话，我们开始讲那个尼萨切巴吉迪亚。
So now, usually monks have to have three robes, as about among the clothes they have to have with them.What they have to wear, and why it is like that? Because the story goes that those days Champakya Bhikkhus, it's called a group of six monks, so they used to wear many robes, and in the morning they will wear another set of robes, and. At noon, another set of robes. In the evening, another set of robes.
但是这个你一般来说对比库来说他应该真的有那个三一，然后为什么只是三一呢？他说这些因缘线，他说那个因为那个在佛陀时代那个六千比库，所以他们习惯于那个给自己储存很多的一，然后是早晨穿一套衣，中午穿一套衣，然后到晚上换另外一套衣。
So therefore now and other ones criticizes.
然后其他比库批评。
This is what the Buddha after he came to know that they keep extra ropes. With them, so he put down the rule that a monk should not have extra rope except the three chivas, apart from the three chivas.
然后佛陀知道这个事之后，就真的一下记得，就是佛陀那个在那个就是说，如果有三一之外的多余的一，不可以吃超过十日。
Later, of course, he relaxed the rule because there was Vimananda who kept an extra rope to give it to Vim Sariputta. And the Buddha asked him how many days, after how many days Sariputta will come so that you can give to him. And Vimananda replied, 10 days. In that case, the Buddha tells, all right then, extra rope can be kept for 10 days. In case a monk wants to offer to somebody else, or in case he wants to keep an extra rope, the limit is 10 days for extra rope.
然后他说这个就是可以就吃有十天的这个随时摄，他那个是那个因缘是这样的，就是说当时那个阿难长老他得到了一件多余的衣，然后他想那个他想那个他想把这件那个衣那个赠给那个舍利弗尊者，然后舍利弗尊者当时他不在阿难那住那个地方。然后但是那个安娜先生这样想，你看我现在有这么一件多余的衣服，然后我想把这些多余的衣赠给舍利弗尊者，但舍利弗尊者现在不在，然后佛陀又治了不让治多余衣服这个学说，我应该怎么办呢？然后他就把这事儿告诉佛陀，然后那个佛陀说那个安娜那个舍利弗他那个再过几天能回来，然后安娜说他应该那个大概还再过九天或者10天就回来了，然后那个师尊就有这个因缘。那个那个入比库说，就是在那个如果得到一件那个多余的，可以最多可以储存十天。
So now, in order for you to remember the rule, so you can read aloud. So then we can explain the terms which occur in this rule, technical terms.
嗯，张老师让我把那个第一条第一条那个三八基地亚的翻译给大家念一遍。我是单比库一已完成，开天量已舍出，多余的一最多可持有十天，超过四十尼三千八基地亚。
Now here there are certain rules, and out of them, the most important is about katina. And we must explain some important things about katina, about when the monks have katina privileges.And when the monks do not have katina privileges. If you don't understand the concept of katina, you might not be able to understand this rule and the proper perspective.
他说因为是这个舍陀里边有好几条戒，尼萨切巴戒里边有好几条戒是跟那个卡提纳有关的，就是跟卡提纳有，所以说我们必须把这个卡提纳这个原概念，尤其是那个比过卡提纳一特权了解之后呢，才能够
So now, if the monks get the katina privileges after the end of the rainy season, so they can keep any amount of ropes. They don't need to determine them because they get these katina privileges. Alright? So then, extra ropes, there is no limit for them.But once the katina privilege finish, that means, which is usually after 5 months, and that is in the full moon of March, From that time on, now the monks can't keep extra room. Mm-hmm. All right? That means for 7 months, they can't keep extra rooms. Mm-hmm. So, therefore now, Katina privilege, so during the winter, the Buddha allowed monks to keep as many robes as they like. Mm-hmm. But after the winter is over, mm-hmm. but full moon of March, mm-hmm. they can have only 3 robes, and then any other robe, which is extra robe, have keep it for 10 days. And this rule applies for that. Mm-hmm. This rule becomes effective only after the Katina privileges finish. Mm-hmm. Upatasmi Katina is called, that the Katina privilege has been withdrawn. No more there. So then this rule comes into effect.
他说那个这件事儿有关那个卡蒂娜一特权有关，他说这个卡蒂娜这个仪式那个不那个复展卡蒂娜一这个仪式之后呢，然后在5个月之内呢，他那个那个让那个分享功能的话，然后就在五月之内的话。比库可以持有任意数量，而不需要那个对于一些加以决议。然后，但是到了这个3月的那个月圆日，这个卡蒂娜的一结束，特权期结束之后，一直到那个下一卡蒂娜一的事，就大概整整7个月的时间。这个比库它是不可以持有三亿以外多余的超过10天。然后这，所以大家要理解这个，这样有效期限是那卡蒂娜一舍出，也就是说卡蒂娜一的特权已经结束的时候。
Therefore, now Nitta Chivara means here. So during the after the rainy season, when the monks take the Katina privileges, mm-hmm. they get robes. Mm-hmm. And that robes are made and so forth. And his chivara, okay, it is made chivara. It means he's finished, completed chivara. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, if he lose that chivara, or it is lost and so forth, everything is lost. So then he might lose his privileges, Katina privileges. And his privileges might be cancelled for him earlier. Okay? So then we'll explain this. Therefore now, we tell 5 months, but sometimes, mm-hmm. even before 5 months, oh. the Katina privilege, or monk may lose his Katina privileges. Mm-hmm. If he loses his Katina privileges, mm-hmm. then again this rule comes into effect.
Oh.
Right?
然后那个我们刚才说的三月元日和那个卡蒂娜一特权结束这个情况，这正是一般的情况。但是也有一个特殊情况，比方说你在那个三月元日之前，圣餐那年卡蒂娜已经失毁了，比方说被破坏了，被毁掉了等等。那他在他失毁那天起，然后你当时在那个寺庙，那在他失毁那天起，你就失去了卡蒂娜一特权。这个日期可能是在3月元日之前。但是也不光这个情况，还有三个特殊情况，就是说在3月元日之前，那个卡蒂娜那个特权又失效，然后那就从失效那天起，那个这第一条手段就开始对你有效。
So therefore now, we first explain about Katina, how Katina is done, how monks get these privileges, and how the Katina. Katina privilege can be lost. Mm-hmm. And then we explain how this, after Katina privilege are lost, I withdrawn, mm-hmm. I cancelled, mm-hmm. so how the monk has to behave, mm-hmm. what to do, mm-hmm. according to this rule, mm-hmm. how to deal with extra robes, mm-hmm. how not to, how to determine the 3 robes, and how to do all these things. Because during Katina privilege also, mm-hmm. you don't need to determine the ropes.
张老师，所以说我们首先那个学习为卡蒂娜，就是说卡蒂娜整个过程是怎么做的，就是卡蒂娜那个仪式呢整个过程怎么做的，然后那个卡蒂娜这个特权是怎么回事，然后卡蒂娜这个特权是如何失去的，然后那个这是这样，然后那个然后我们再讲，就是说你失去了卡蒂娜一特权之后，你又应该怎么做，就是说又应该怎么做，又包括两个方面，就是说你因为你在卡蒂娜一
特权时间，就是特权期间，不管是不是多余，不管这个一是不是多余的，都不需要决议。然后那是在看见特权就接受之后，你对这个一你应该进行决议，那么应该怎样对一进行决议，我们到时候要学习。还有就是说那个不能，就是那个不多余的一不能决议，我们应该怎么办，到时候我们到时候也会讲。
Therefore, we have to first study two terms here. Katina Taro, which means distributing the Katina privileges, and Katino Ubaro. Ubaro means cancelling the Katina privileges.
张老师，这个地方给大家讲两个巴黎词，一个叫那个Katina Taro， Katina Taro 就是这个那个《一货都托第》一货都托第九十三页讲的 Katina 一的复展。然后是第二词就是那个Katina Ukeko， 然后那个词就是这里边说那个Katina 一的舍出。
Ubaru。
Ubaru。
Okay, now first regarding Katina Taro, distributing the Katina privileges.Now, the Buddha allowed only those monks who have spent the early rainy season and spend it completely and so forth, 3 months. So then, for them only to distribute Katina privileges.
首先是就是那个佛陀就是这种特权只对那种已经在这个寺院里边过了那个千余安居的比丘。
Now the 3 months are, I have to, for you to have a timeline.
正好给大家画个时间线，好让大家理解一下这个时间到底是怎么回事。
So usually, let me see.July full moon, August. August, September, October. Okay. Now, rainy seasons start with full moon and with full moons. Right? Now, usually it is rainy season starts in full moon of July. Usually.Therefore, now we have here July till full moon August, it is 1 month. Okay. August, September, 2 months. September, October, 3 months. So now monks who have spent these 3 months after the full moon of October, they can conduct a Katina ceremony in order to get Katina privileges.
不是印度阴历，那个你看那个那个那个礼佛一伟那个就按礼佛一伟上面那个阴历。
哦，
对。
我记得上次班队那个讲日期的时候，这个七八九应该还是属于西历的，就公历的那个七八九。
你说你这个班队是这个班队讲的吗？
啊，对，您
他讲的
对照的，确认一下。
好，不是吧？So he's learning this in July, August, September, October means the solar calendar or the lunar calendar.
We mean July full moon. July full moon.
No, it is lunar.
We don't speak about. So last time we explained. No?
Oh, okay.
Well, it's called when we're talking about how to count opposites. We explained only the difference between solar and lunar. We don't follow solar calendar. We follow the lunar calendar.
根本就不讲，就在这里。
Opposite does everything. Seasons.
就是不管是在那个计算乌波萨汤呀，还是那个计算季节，还是这个地方，就根本就不考虑阳历的，就只是阴历。
不是，我理解是考虑阴历，但是他现在这个他说的那个 July， July 这个词不是
从英语来的，但他那个微信把你们的微信明白，
就是说他这个 July 是指咱们现在阳历的那个，就是说我们一进园区不是按那个就是阳历的七月的满月日那些算，但是我知道就是说计算肯定是阴历计算，这我明白。
你的意思我明白，你
就这张纸，
我就这张纸。你的意思是说，比方说那个这个十二月按上面十二月算，然后呢满月日看着哪天满月日就按这样天算，
对
阴历那个。
对，当然还是按阴历，我明白。
我知道你的意思，我也明白，但是我就好像也不是那个意思。我So he's asking that. So this July, August, and September, and October, and everything is actually what is called the range of this month is according to this solar calendar. Whereas the full moon day is considered according to the lunar calendar. Is that true?
Now we can see actually now in Pali, okay, this month from full moon to full moon is called Asadha month. Okay, but in English you don't have this month like that. You have to put July full moon according to the current calendar. Current calendar, the Buddhist time really don't exist this calendar.
Okay.
Even Christian calendar has been done a few centuries ago.
Okay.
But we use now the current calendar, current terminology. It is full moon of July.
Okay.
July month, but we concentrate on the full moon.
Okay.
This full moon belongs to the current calendar of July. Okay. But in full moon of August. But in Pali, there are months for that.
Okay.
It's called Asarha month.
Okay.
For full moon to full moon is Asarha.
Okay.
Now, we can't have equivalent name for Asarha in English.
Okay.
Or in Chinese, I don't know. In Chinese, maybe.
Okay.
That's called. But in Indian calendar, we have equivalent names.
Okay.
Like you see, even in Sanskrit, it is the same name.
Okay.那个是你说那样，但是他说比方说就是他那个阴历里边七月就是指这个从七月这个元日到八月这个元日，然后这个叫阴历七月。
哦，
对。OK，
嗯，OK，now it's called Asarha month，one month，OK，you have one month。Then if called Savana， then it's Potapada and Katikat， you have this kind of month now。So then this is the rainy season, no? 3 months rainy season. Now, monks only who spent the early rainy season. So they can have privilege for cutting the privilege. But monks who spent after the July full moon, they spent August full moon, and they finish later, okay? So they are not entitled for cutting the privilege.
Okay, never because it ends, but. Oh, right, November, we can write November. Okay, so. 正常来说是这样讲的，就是说从那个七月元日到十月元日。这个地方从七月元日到十月元日，这三个月期间，如果你过着这个元局的话，这个叫千元局。但如果说你那个元局从八月开始，八月元日到十一月元日这三个月的话，这叫后元局。如果说你过的是这个，如果你过着后元局的话，你没法做那个，甚至不能做卡西拉，也是不能像那个像卡西拉这些。
So then, after months, they get they get the Katina privileges, these monks who get the rainy season, they can have Katina privilege up to March. Okay. March full moon. Therefore now, maybe A, B, C, D, I will put A, B. A, B, C, D, E. Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So then, have 5 months. I call Katina privileges in these 5 months up to March, okay? From October full moon up to March. So they don't need to determine the roads. They don't need to worry about whether they have extra robes. They can have any amount of extra robes.
Oh, 10月份就是那个签那个签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签签
It's cold. So then monks can have any amount of robes, any amount of towels, any amount of bed sheets. So no limit. You can cover yourself up to the... So you can't breathe. Don't suffocate yourself.
他说因为这个期间呢，就是从十月元日到三月元日，先是冷季，天气是比较寒冷的，所以说在这个期间之内，你可以用任意顺暖的衣服，任意顺暖的毛巾，任意顺暖的床单，不需要再去浴室。
那这些衣可以扔吗？
啊？
可以扔吗？
可以扔。那个好，
就不要了，不要了，就穿一次，不要了，穿一次，不要了，穿一次，不要了，这个。
你扔到哪里呢？是扔到库房还是
store room 吗
？store room
啊
，store room 应该可以。
不能是，你让我扔垃圾箱不可能的，就是我就是。
那没事，那不算效果警示，你是放在库房里面，这也可以。
Sorry, just one. No. Except these 5 months, okay. I call all other months, 7 months, like me for March, April. It's called May, June, July, August, and September, October. The monks have to keep that rule. I would call this Nisargya number one. They can't keep extra robes. From March onwards, they have to give up all the robes and keep only 3 robes. Any other robe, they can be only 10 days, no more than 10 days. And there are restrictions, therefore, because the winter finishes. So summer comes, they don't need many robes. Therefore now, this is the times you must know when to keep many robes and when not to keep many robes.
然后三月元日一到十月元日，这中间那个七个月时间，就是这条街生肖时间，在这个生肖期间，大家必须要注意，就是那个，除了三一之外，多余一只能持有时间。然后。都有时间的话就翻点页。
那你们现在有多少亿啊？
啊？
你们有多少亿啊？
三亿啊。
就一套啊？
没有，我们那个还有那个净师的那个什么戒，然后后面会写。对。
哦，我想你们就一套洗衣服，
净师可以几件衣啊？
你后面会怎么学净师那个戒的时候，你再问这个问题好吗？他那个后面会有净师那个戒。
So therefore now, for monks who spend the rainy season, the earlier rainy season, they can conduct ceremony to get the Katina privileges, especially Vinayakama. Okay, to conduct this Vinayakama, at least 5 monks should be present in the monastery. 5 monks. So, Therefore, if there is one monk in the monastery only, or two monks, or three monks, or four monks, so they can't conduct vinayakama in order to get katina parikrama. You know, to do so, they can invite other monks from other monastery, that's called, to fill the forum. So that the katina ceremony could be conducted by, the vinayakama can be conducted by five monks. You can, I'm following Kanka Vidara, you know?
Yes.
Alright.
他说这个章是那个就是三页的第六三个，就是那个就是说那个此夫人帕提那一世世尊对于已住的千余缘就是比库所听取的，然后而缚展帕提那一最少是五个，需要五个人，就是说你要做那个缚展帕提那一个仪式，在他所在那个寺院的话，就是至少要五个比库。 然后那个，然后但是比方说你这个寺庙其实只有一个两个或者三个或者四个比库，在这个过了千余缘聚的话，那你可以请其他寺庙比库过来参加这个弗兰卡提纳仪式，也可以请在这个寺庙里边过了后余缘聚的这个比库来赴那个参加弗兰卡提纳仪式，但是这凑数这些人他们是得不到卡提纳的特权，只有就是你在这个寺院里边已经过了那个过了三个月千余缘聚的人。
Now, the other monks who come from outside, they are called Ganapurakas, filling the forum, the group. And this can be also monks who spent the late rainy season. So, but whatever the case, whether they come, these monks from outside, or they spend the rainy season, the late rainy season, all these monks do not get any privileges by conducting the Vinayakama. Only the resident monks who spend the earlier rainy season, they get the privileges.
Sorry, I explained just now.
Really? Express train. So then, therefore now, if a layman or a monk, he offers a robe. After the rainy season finishes, he offers a robe. Did you explain this also?
Before the rainy season, you mean?
No, about offering a robe. Did you not explain this part?
No, I didn't.
So then, if a layman or a monk, a bhikkhu, a samanera, whatever, that's called, offers a robe to the monks who spend the rainy season, the earlier rainy season, telling them, one day you distribute the Katina privilege with this robe for my merit, whatever and so forth. So therefore now, the monks can keep this robe, Katina robe, to a monk who is usually whose rope is more torn away, or it is weak. That's called, they have to choose a monk who has his rope is weak. So then, and this monk can distribute the Katina privileges.
So this Vinayakama is Nyati Dutiya Kama?
Later we can tell, but it's not Vinayakama. We can tell what the Nyati Dutiya Kama, how it is conducted and so forth, we explain about these things.
Okay. 然后那个，这地方有人布施了这个一，这个地方，然后请他们复染这个卡提纳一，并那个，其实这个地方他说，请复染这件为卡提纳一的话，他实际上已经包含了就是你们要那个在这种思想观的复染这个特权的意思。然后这样的话，他就但然后这个比库得到这件仪式后呢，通常就是。 把他那个，是给那个适合复展卡提纳的比库，他说这个适合复展卡提纳的比库的话，他那个后面会讲，在这好像也有，就是那八号那八号，那十个比库，然后那个一般来说呢，就是给这个比库，他本来是他确实没建议的这个比库，他自己的意义有破损了，然后就不建议给他。
So then,
然后那个天安第二的伽玛语那个地方，就是我们就是我们已经说第二伽玛。
他这个地方翻译成天第二个开放音。
Now, the ceremony, Katina ceremony is actually very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, simple in the sense that, let's say, Dayaka comes and offers
mm-hmm.
the robe.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you know, the appointed day,
mm-hmm.
appointed day. So, and he tells that I want to offer this robe for monks to spread the Katina privileges.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Simple statement is good enough for the monks to get this robe and declare this to be Katina robe, okay? And then they go inside the Sima. So then five monks at least should be there present to conduct the Vinaya Karma. So, and they have to give this to a monk among them who has the weakest robe. Usually. But if nobody has a weak rope, they can appoint one monk and tell him, okay, you undertake to this Katina rope, okay, and to this distribute the Katina privileges. After they find a monk, then they have to conduct a Vinaya Karma, it's called Nyati Tutya Karma, and this is how to declare to the whole Sangha that the Sangha acquired this rope, which is as called, and then they want to give to monk so and so for him to cut, to distribute Katina privileges. And tell him it's simple, simple thing. It is not very complicated.
He said, 这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 都没破，反正就是从五个人里面选一个那样的去帮他比库，让他负责做这个事情。然后这个比库呢，他那个被选出来这个比库呢，他又得先做这个白尔干嘛，就是先做一个动议，然后那个再做一个宣告，宣告就是宣告内容就是说，现那个森已经得到了那个卡提纳伊，然后由某比库来负责那个复展的卡提纳伊，然后给大家分享了卡提纳伊的功德，而功德是谁也报上那个特权。
So now this monk, who undertook to distribute the Katina privileges, he should cut this rope in the same day into five or more pieces and make out of it a rope. Okay, either Sangati, Uttara Sangha, Dravasaka. And if other monks are going to help, that is also good. All right.
然后这个负责复展卡提纳比库，他必须在当天就把那块布裁成五条或者五条以上，然后用这布条来做那个大衣、上衣或者下衣，然后其他比库应该给他帮忙。
Now the Kankavedi tells if the monks get the katachivara, is ready-made robe, okay, it is wonderful. But even that should not be a plain cloth, but should be cut and stitched. Okay.
他说如果是获得的这个衣领是已经做好的衣，那很好。但是如果但这个已经做好衣，不能说只是那一块布上没有任何剪裁，必须是经过几次剪裁，然后缝在一起的，这才是适合手术、适合复展的这个卡提纳伊。
No, because Kankavetani tells it very briefly, katachivara, ready-made robe, does not give more details. Some monks, they think, okay, from the shop is also okay. Okay, which is wrong. And I will explain why.
他说因为这个那个一货多错，说的很简单，就是已经做好，一就是计划。那
有些比库想，那真的这样的话，商店里面一直已经做好了，那我们能让他试图上商店里面弄一笔好呢？但是这种想法是错误的，然后张恒给大家解释原因。
So then, means in the shop means on the previous day the daikas go and buy it from the shop. Okay.
No,
or on the same day they go in and buy it from the shop.
嗯，他说这种情况是他们那个就是比方说那个失主在同一天往在商店里面买了一个衣裳供养。
According to the wrong thing is that because according to the Mahavagapali.It is said that the rope should be cut and stitched that same day, not previous days. Therefore, we have to understand that what means ready-made rope, that the daikas, as called, they have already cut it in the same day, in the house, okay? And they stitch it, everything. And then about noontime,they come and offer to the Sangha. If the Sangha gets it like that, it's okay. Or the daikas go to the tailor, and tells him early in the morning, tell him, you take this white cloth and cut it and so forth, and stitch it as fast as possible. And about 10 tailors, they come together, and they can finish it within 1 hour. 1 hour, 1 hour. And then they break it to the monastery. But it should be the same day. That is ready-made rope. Okay, not taken from the shop, ready-made from the shop. You understand the difference? Okay.
他说，因为这个根据那个律藏大学里边解释，就是说你这个剪裁缝合的这个衣呢，应该是在同日当日，就是工作一日当日剪裁缝合好的。那这样的话，那这样的话，如果你是在那个商店里边买，那肯定不是一般，不会是在当那个当日那个剪裁缝合好的。他说有种情况允许，比方说这个居士呢，他比方说他是早晨或者一上午，他们在做这个东西，他们那都把这个布去剪裁缝合成这个衣，然后在中午时候再把这个衣送过来，这样也没问题。或者说，他们一大三人就拿他们布去找裁缝，然后一会就找十个裁缝，然后十个裁缝一块把这个布一块那个剪，然后那个放在一起的话，大概一个小时就能干完。然后他们上午可能吃完早饭，他们就把这衣送过来，这样也是可以的。
So this is the right procedure that the rope should be cut. Even here, Kankavitaran tells Tata Heva. That is the word in the same day. It tells in the beginning. As called,
yes.
In the same day should be cut into 5 or more pieces. Okay? So,
我说这个丈人刚才强调就是在一户独后里边其实也是说得非常明白，就是他那个第九十三月倒数第三自然段，他非常明确说，就是就在当天，应当将那块布剪裁成5条或超过5条，以及三八地上衣或下衣。
就是说所有买来的现成的洗袜了，都是不如法的家庭
啊。你说跟那个是功德一日，那个你说功德一日送的卡提娜是吧？
对，不是就。卡提娜就功德一啊！
啊，对，我知道，那其实他的说法，只要是你是在当日那个剪裁，就是说你能确定，
就是说，如果说他这个就是原包装商品过来的，
对，
他没有剪裁的，都是不如法的，是这个概念。
如一种情况是他没有剪裁，就是不如法；再一种情况他不是在当日剪裁的，是前一天剪裁的，或者
也不如法，
对，也不如法。
就我们撇开他剪不剪裁的问题。剪不剪裁先别说，就是说他买过来衣，他没有剪裁的情况下，这些商店买过来的成衣全部是不如法的卡提娜衣，那所以他的卡提娜的特权全部都失效的。
不是，你
解
错了，卡提娜衣必须当初预定
的。So he's asking that.
对呀，共产的一条呀，就是包装的很好。
If this cut in a cloth is not suitable for example, like you said, this cut in a chevre is actually bought from the shop.Already made the chair from the shop, and this monk accepted this chair. So and finished this whole ceremony with that. So in that occasion, will these privileges of this monk be considered as valid or not?
Not valid.
Not valid.
Not valid.
他说那个如果是像你那种说，就是那个卡提娜衣不如法的话，那个特权就无效。
全部无效的。
对。
那 如果你买了买上上帝你买了是诚意的话，你怎么做才能使它是如法的？
Okay,
你不可能把新的衣服剪了再缝起来。
So he's asking that if those tigers give you a rope, a bat from the shop, give you a rope, a bat from the shop. So what should the monks do with that? They have to cut this rope again, or and this stitch it, or something.
So then. They can do that if they want to cut it, but actually, so that it has been made already into rope, no?
Yes.
So therefore now, so then, I don't know how to regard this, I have never thought about this thing, this matter, but because that is already made into rope,
mm-hmm.
therefore now we usually don't accept. We have to remind the daigas before that. That means they have, because now actually the word which is used in the Mahavaka Pali, it is called, no, Katina Chivara, it is called Katina Dusa.
Uh-huh.
They have to offer Katina Dusa,
mm-hmm.
Katina cloth.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And according to that statement, of course, any other ready-made robe
mm-hmm.
is not ground but to spread Katina privilege, we have to get Katina dosa, just plain clothes.
But here, this Kanka Vitrini tells that if the ready made chivalry, it is fine.
Ready made means the daikas bring skull, they buy the cloth,
uh-huh.
okay, and then they made themselves.
Okay.
They put the telos, they go okay. they command telos to quickly cut it
okay.
in that very day.
Okay.
So that is okay.
Okay.
So, because the daigas do everything, the stitching, they dye the rope, everything they want, they don't want the monks to dirty their hands like that. So then they make it like that. Then it is acceptable.
Mm-hmm. 过有那个，他就是说，就是那就是他运用的材料，应该是个卡提纳布，然后卡提纳布，然后至于说那个一货就托里边说这种已经做好的衣，这个地方说的已经做好的衣，就是说那个居士他们自己拿了那个卡提纳布，自己找天或者他们自己把这个东西给剪了染，然后又缝起来，这种当天完成这个活，然后这种在供养上叫已经做好的衣，并不是指商店。
就是说，基本上商店衣是不可能成为是如法的，我可能可以这样理解，因为他你前面已经重点说出来了，居士送过来的是不完成的衣，
对，
而不是商店里面直接是。
对，但是他刚才也说他也不知道，就是说是不是有比库把这上衣重新剪了，重新缝这个他不知道，但是他没遇到这种情况。
嗯，
对，不知道，这个真不知道。
Now this rope, when they cut, now let's see.Lay people cut it, but usually monks in the monastery,
mm-hmm.
if they want to prepare this rope,
mm-hmm.
they have a frame.
Mm-hmm.
A frame, when they put the cloth upon the frame, they don't put the cloth on the ground because it gets spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on the frame.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this frame is called katina. Katina means something fixed frame.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real, literal meaning
mm-hmm.
of katina, means fixed frame
mm-hmm.
on the ground.And they put upon that frame and so forth, that is where they can pull the cloth from this side or on that side,
mm-hmm.
and then measure
mm-hmm.
how much to cut from here, how much to cut from there.
Mm-hmm.
So this frame can look like, I don't know how I can do it.
然后张老师是这样的，就是说这个，然后他那个，比方说那个，这个笔库收到是这笔库收到这个布，然后他开始做衣。然后做衣的话，首先是这样，他们首先在这在地上固定一个架子，固定一个架子之后呢，把那个衣服在上面敷那个布在上面敷展开，然后敷展开之后，然后开始测量这个尺寸，就是这个地方多长，这个地方多宽，然后再开始猜。然后他说这个在巴黎语里边，这个固定架子本身叫卡提纳，然后就因为这个原因，这个衣叫卡提纳衣，然后这个仪式叫卡提纳仪式。
就正好要给他画个图，那个就固定下来，到底什么样？
Usually they put something on some straw like that, some sticks.
Oh, straws or sticks
underneath. Mm-hmm. And they put some other banana leaves on it.
Why?
To make clean,
okay.
Or something like that. You can actually the cloth will be hanging like that.
Okay.
So, or other leaves, which are long, big leaves. So that is a very primitive way.
Mm.
It's not like they have polythene sheets like that. So it will be steady.
Mm.
So and then they put the rope upon it.
Mm.
Okay, they spread it, and it's much easier to walk. Actually, it's like a table,
because
you don't have to put your spine going down.
Mm.
So like here, they put on the ground sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Usually, if they cut people on the ground, you have get knee problems by bending on the ground.
Oh.
It's much easier. It's like putting on the table.
Okay.
So then, like a table, it's easy to while standing. You can cut.
Oh, okay.
Go from this side, the other side, and you can measure how to cut and so on. So that is done, and then you put on the ground.
Mm.
Therefore, this frame itself is called katina,
mm.
and the rope which is made on this frame is called katina chira.
Mm.
Oh, before okay. that is katina dusa.
Okay.
They put katina dusa on it, and after they make it the katina chivra.
然后他那个他这样，他这个架子，这个架子呢，然后他在架子上放了那个这架上摆了一些线，或者说有他用木条把这个那个这中间区域隔开。隔开之后呢，他把那个，他放这东西是为了方便进行那个剪裁，然后他把布给铺上去，然后因为他这个东西相当于一个桌子一样，有个桌子有个像桌子的话，你就可以一边站着一边切这个衣服，然后把这个然后那个这个东西在做好之前，就是说这个布呢在做成衣之前，那个还剩一层那个卡提纳布，然后这样做好成衣以后，才变成卡提纳衣。
OK。Therefore now the monk who during the Vinaya camp has been appointed to undertake to cut this katina dusa, who took this katina dusa, and then he has to cut it and stitch it and so forth, he should decide according to the what's called amount of cloth, katina dusa is the cloth. If it is quite big, very big cloth, then they can make sangati, double rope.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's short, maybe uttarasana, single rope. Shorter, maybe it's called only on the andhravasana. Lower.
然后被这个僧侣任命为那个副长卡提纳衣者的这个比库呢，他要根据这块布尺寸来决定我做什么样的衣。如果这个布尺寸非常大的话，足够做一个大衣的话，他就做大衣。如果这个这尺寸比较中等的话，可以做上衣。如果尺寸很小的话，一般就留下确实可以。
那如果足够大可以做一套，不可以超过一套，只能是一套，多余的布也舍掉。
So he's asking that if this cross is big enough, can he make like this? Make one sangati, and then one uttarasanga, and then one antaravasaka.
No. It is, should be only one rope.
Just one?
One rope only.
Okay.
Either sangati, uttarasanga, antaravasaka. You can't make three ropes. Not two ropes, only one.
不能做两样，不能做三样，只能做一样。
就是说。足够大的我做外衣，
大对
的做
上
衣，小的做下衣，
对，
多余的全部不要了。
So he asked what to do with the excessive cloth.
They can make other ropes. They put it aside. If it is too much cloth, then you can put it aside. Then, but this rope, which is katina rope, should be. Used as a symbolic rope in order to spread the katina privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, therefore now we can have only one rope which stands as a symbolic rope to cut in a bravely. You don't have two, three ropes like that. The rest of the clothes, they can make it different ropes. But other ropes are not cut in ropes. There will be only just ordinary ropes.
但是那就是你是圣云那一步，你看到那个其他衣，但是这个卡提纳衣只能有一件，因为它是具有一些象征性的意义。然后你只能做成这么一件，其他部分可以用来做其他功能。Okay.
In that case, now after the monk, he has finished making it. He has to cut it, stitch it, and after die. He has not mentioned, but actually it should be dyed. Okay? And then, he has to give a kapha pindu also. Kapha pindu, will mention this later in Pachitya rules, because kapha pindu means to put a mark. A mark on the rope. And we learn how to make this, put the mark on the rope, by telling imam kapha pindu karomi. And which place to make the kapha pindu, we learn later. So, and after he does this, he has to withdraw, withdraw, cancel the termination of his robes. If he, that Katina Chivarati Sangati, he has to withdraw his own Sangati, his old Sangati, and then determine this new Sangati, this Katina Chivara, as it's called determine this one. Iman Katina Chivara Adita Sabrai.
他说这样，然后这个做衣的过程大概包括那个剪、缝、染，还有最后的点镜那四个步骤。然后具体应该怎么点镜，我后面学其他巴西利亚那个学术的时候，我们再。然后，所有这些步骤做完之后呢？ 这个负责做衣的比负责做衣的比会应该还要干净事，就比方说你现在你这个你做这件衣是大衣的话，那你应该把你原有的大衣先给舍除掉，舍除年干完，我舍这个衣，然后你把这个新做这个功德衣功德大衣，就以为自己大衣，然后你原干完，我把这个就以为自己大衣。
Then he should tell to the other monks that I am going to spread the Katina privileges based on this sangati. Or Uttarasangha means or the new determined cutting
rope.然后那个，然后下面这个负责负责负责负责工作衣这个礼物呢，他要告诉人家三台，我下面基于这个新做好这件工作衣，然后我要给大家分享这个工作衣的功德。Okay,
now because the time is past, we'll explain the rest tomorrow, no? The next, the rest of the procedure.
然后毕竟因为时间已经到了，所以这个过程是时间不同，明天给大家解释啊。乌卡萨文达米，谢谢。玛雅卡坦布尼亚萨米纳努摩迪塔巴。萨杜萨德摩达米。萨米纳卡坦布尼亚玛雅汉达塔巴。萨杜萨德阿努摩迪塔巴。萨杜萨德摩达米。
哦，卡斯多拉特，卡塔萨巴，这样卡玛特梅班特，卡玛，卡多卡萨巴，苏吉奥特，尼鲁库尔特，尼巴纳巴吉奥特。方便，就说，如果我是寺里没有会做衣的，根据是商量好，居士当初，
他拿块布请外面专业的人坐下就可以了。这是不可以的。你的意思说这个居士把布送过来以后，还是说不送？就是说我根据说我这里没人会做衣，他说那这样我请别人帮你们做，他的布就当天去早上做好衣，供给我的时候已经是衬衣就好。这应该是可以的吧？
He's asking that, so for example...
Wait.
So he's asking that, so for example, if within this monastery there are no monks who is capable of cutting and stitching ropes, So then, is it allowable to, for these monks to ask the lay people? Okay, you know, so you see, we don't have any capable monks. Would you please cut and stitch this cross by yourself or by some tailor, and then offer this ready-made rope to us on that very day? Is this allowable for these monks?
If monks don't know how, lay people should know, because they might cut it in a wrong way. If they cut in the wrong way, that cannot be recutted as a valid cut in a row. They should be cut according to certain measurements, according to certain standards, no?
Uh-huh.
Now, lay people, they might give to the tailor or cut themselves in the wrong way.
Okay.
They might be make a round rope. Or different other shapes, zigzag ropes and so on. You can't accept these things. Therefore now monks should learn. Monks should learn and so forth. If they don't know themselves, it's better to call another monk from outside, from another monastery who knows. And he can give instruction how to cut the rope. Because now, in order to, for this cutting a rope to be valid, should be cut according to the Vinaya standards. Now, lay people, they don't know the standards. How you can trust them?
他说如果你这个因为你这个做做衣衫然后那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
are making ropes.
Who?
Tailors. Tailors.
Tailors.
Yes.
Tailor means.
Tailor.
Senior ones.
No, no, no. Tailor means outside tailors, independent tailors who make their living by
tailors. Tailors.
Yes, tailors. Tailors.
I thought terra. Terra means terra. Senior. Tailors.
Tailors. Okay. Tailors. So this tailors, they're expert on making monks ropes, and they make a living on that. So is that love? So they can.
Yes, if they can do this. Okay. Now for this one, for the tablet, you need this one to plug the pen drive.
He
said that today he was late because he attended to Arjuna, whenever Arjuna is the Dhamma talk, and he asked us some questions. Because of this, he was late.
You can tell him next time, if he likes and so on, he can make a recording.
Uh-huh.
Recording, then he can listen to the recording.
Uh-huh. So,